Track 7, Fishbowl Technique. In the last track, we looked at homophobia. Now let's discuss the ways in which the role of the male in our society affects how men relate to women. Here's an example of a strategy called Fishbowl Technique. You're probably familiar with this technique, so as I describe it, think about how you use this with your last client. An example of this struggle with empathy is found in my client, 35-year-old David, an accountant. David was having trouble understanding why his wife Amy was angry with him. Amy had even threatened to leave him. David had not been spending much time with his family because of the demands in his workplace. When he realized this, he tried to change his behavior and tried to spend more time with the family. Yet Amy was still angry. Every time she got upset, David became afraid and would try desperately to soothe her anger. He would do everything he could to stop her from being angry. During his third session, he stated, when he came home late from work without telling Amy, she expressed anger. He told her it would never happen again. David was confused as to why Amy would not be satisfied with his response. I explained to David, intimate relationships require empathy, but as you said, you are struggling to understand Amy. Part of the problem may be that you, like many men, have difficulty understanding your own feelings. Thus, as you stated, you cannot empathize with Amy's feelings. To help David feel empathy, I told him to use the fishbowl technique. Here's how I used the technique with David. I told him, envision Amy and yourself in a fishbowl as you are arguing. Look at your behavior from an objective viewpoint now. A key to this exercise is for you to observe your external communication. As you see yourself talking to Amy, listen to the volume, force, pace, pitch, and tone of your voice. After some discussion, David stated, I can see myself becoming louder and more assertive than I thought I was. A second part of the fishbowl exercise, after observing his external communication, was to have David pay attention to his internal communication. He listened to his self-talk to attempt to figure out exactly what he was feeling. By doing this, he realized that he was feeling hurt and frustrated and was trying to cover up that by being aggressive. Also, in examining his internal communication through the fishbowl technique, I told David, look at your nonverbal communication. Observe your facial expressions. David noticed that when he and Amy began to argue, he would tighten his lips and knit his eyebrows. He also noticed he used angry hand gestures. After some discussion, he realized these hand gestures would be threatening to Amy. The fishbowl technique is effective in enhancing self-awareness. I told David he was able to use the eyes and ears of his imagination, as well as his physical senses, to observe his participation in his interactions with his wife. All of these were crucial in creating empathy towards Amy. After trying the fishbowl technique, David realized he had never expressed to Amy his fear when she got mad. He saw himself as less of a man when she believed he was failing in any certain way, and as a result, he would become angry. He would do everything in his power to stop her from feeling angry, which denied her feelings. After the fishbowl technique, I explained to David, he might gain the empathy and emotional connection he felt his relationship was lacking after three preconditions were met. As I described these three preconditions, think of a client you are currently treating who might benefit from this information. The preconditions are trust, disclosure of emotions, and motivation to understand the other person. I told David, first, he and Amy had to trust each other. There's no basic level of trust, then neither partner will fully share himself or herself to the other. Second, there has to be an actual disclosure of emotions between the two. I explained to David, a man often shares less, which means it's harder for women to show empathy for what she doesn't know about her partner. Men are often poor at having empathy for females, even though women are much more apt to share their feelings in the first place. Third, both must be motivated to understand each other. Think of your David, who is lacking intimacy and expressing depression. Would the fishbowl technique, perhaps followed by or in conjunction with information regarding trust, emotional disclosure, and understanding be beneficial? On the next track, we will discuss masculine narcissism and how it relates to depression. Question 7. What is a good follow-up for the fishbowl technique?